Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Marie from New Mexico, now Marie from Washington State, because I transferred universities to be closer to home. I called previously about an encounter that I had with my friend Rachel in her dorm room, and there was some confusion. I don't know. So the door that we couldn't get into was to my dorm room, which was in a completely separate building because there was three dormitory buildings. But anyway, today I called to tell you guys about what was happening in my dorm room. So the way my dorm room is set up, you enter and it's a room, obviously, and there's two beds. There's one on the left and there's one on the right. And mine just so happened to be the one on the right. And if you keep going a little bit further, there's a closet on the left and then a sink in the middle and then a joint bathroom on the right. And the closet is where most of this happens. It didn't have a door. So if I lay down on my bed, I can see directly into the closet. So when I first started college, nothing bad was happening. I didn't get any weird feelings or anything like that. But maybe 2 weeks in, I started getting this. It was this feeling. It was really subtle. So it was kind of hard to pinpoint that it was actually happening when it was happening. But as the weeks went on and about a month and a half into starting university, there was just this super intense feeling whenever I'd walk into my dorm room, and it was anxiety, it was depression, it was panic, it was fear. It would just sit on my chest. It would be so heavy, and I tried to spend as much time as I could out of the dorm room, but obviously at night I had to go and, you know, sleep. So that's when all of this stuff happens. So the first night that I ever saw this entity, I was laying down in my bed, and I like to face the entire room so I know what's happening, and if there's an intruder or something, then I know it's there. So I'm facing out, and I can see the closet, and I could see my roommate. She's asleep, and I could see the door and the windows and everything. And I look over at the closet, and all I see is a figure, super tall, maybe like 7 feet. And it was just standing there. And I couldn't see any facial features or anything, but I could tell it was looking right at me, like right into my soul. And I was terrified. I just closed my eyes and I tried to think of happy thoughts, you know, like fields of flowers and sun shining and all that jazz. So as the weeks kept going on, I kept seeing this figure. And the feeling, that pressure that I talked about, just kept getting more and more and more intense as the weeks went on. So every single night, I'd go to sleep, or I'd get ready to go to sleep, and I'd look at the closet, and there would just be that figure. And sometimes it was tall, sometimes it was short, and I found that kind of weird because I thought they were supposed to be kind of consistent. But for the most part, it was like 7 feet tall every single time. And the color to it, it wasn't completely black, like a shadow figure. It sometimes had mixtures of brown and orange and black all mixed up together. But needless to say, I was still kind of terrified. And it got to a point where I couldn't hold it in any longer, just keeping this bottled up to myself. So I told my roommate, because obviously she has the right to know, And I was scared to sleep on my side of the bed or my side of the room. So we slept in her bed one night and I looked over. So I can't see the closet at this point, but I looked over in that general direction and I saw its head peeking around the corner, just looking at me. And I stared it down for like a solid 2 minutes. Well, obviously exaggerated, but felt like 2 minutes or longer even. And I just stared at it. And it got to the point where I was sleeping over at Rachel's room every single night. I would only go into my room during the daytime. So our friend Lauren went and she gave me some sage and she gave me some amethyst beads for protection. And we saged the room and I said the Lord's Prayer and I said, I only want good energy here. Please leave if you have any negative intentions towards me or my roommate. We only want good presence here. And it left. It was gone for maybe a week. And then I looked. I tried to go back to sleep one night and I looked over at my roommate under her bed and I saw it there behind her dresser, just staring at me. And I was so freaked out. I like jumped out of the bed and I went outside and my roommate came outside after me. She's like, what's going on? I was like, it's back. I can't stay here. I'm going over to Rachel's room. And she came over with us obviously because she didn't want to be by herself. And it just got kind of more aggressive, like lights would start flickering and I was like, oh my gosh, six Stranger Things reference. And then I realized, oh my gosh, it's the entity or whatever. And got really nervous, wouldn't go into my room at all. And then we staged again and we burnt incense maybe once a day and we prayed every single day. And usually I'm not the religious type, but at this point I was, and it went away thankfully, but there was still that feeling. So I knew it wasn't far away and that it was always there. And it kind of just sits in the back of my mind now, especially because I'm not there anymore. And it's my previous roommate. She's there now. And it's kind of nerve wracking because she's by herself. And she got really terrified of the whole entire situation. So yeah, that's my story about the entity that was in my dorm room. Sorry about my words getting all jumbled up. I'm kind of nervous to call in. I don't know. But yes, I have more story stuff about after, once I transferred back to Washington, and stuff from my childhood. This has been happening my whole entire life. So I have a multitude of stories. I don't think any are as scary as the wolf man figure thing that I saw in Rachel's room, but who knows? Maybe there is one. I will definitely call in again to tell you guys about my experiences that I have had and any more that come up in the future. Thank you for listening to my story and I hope to hear it soon. I'm a super proud EPP member and yes. Okay, thank you. Have a good one. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.